We're good to go. Thank you, Meathead. Welcome, everyone, back to another episode of the Flycast.
We've done it,
Nick. A special one.
We've done it.
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Congratulations,
guys. Every week.
We've been saving this.
We've been doing it every week since 2015.
You guys have been 16. Saving me for your final, your not final, but
sort
100th
of.
Episode?
Final?
Well, we had you on schedule before. Maybe.
Okay. Y'all have had me on schedule a good amount of times.
No, we didn't.
Something always happens and we have to cancel it.
Yeah. So it's
been 5+.
It's a tough
I know
show.
That.
It's a tough show to do.
It's hard.
On.
Like, there's a lot going on here. A lot going on with production. Something messes up somehow every week.
You're not busy, but like here, Flycast.
I know your schedule is free. But here at the Flycast,
so much. It's
that's what people
up.
Seem
which,
to think. Which, I've never been busier in my life.
Which
actually.
Also, it took a while to make this happen. And then the day it does happen, we got about 30 minutes to do this.
What?
Because are you in the golf video right after this?
Dude, we're fine. 45 minutes.
Well, Seth, someone texted Matt Craig.
Yeah.
And Matt Craig said, no, we're leaving at 11:15.
Okay, well, Matt Craig's going to come over here and he's going to stand there and I guarantee you we can get 5 to 10 more
minutes. We're good.
Well, this was a long time coming, Seth. Thanks for hopping on.
My pleasure, man.
I wanted to start. See, I don't know how short this is going to be, but I wanted to start from the very beginning of a young Sethy. Born and raised.
Nick was going over his notes last night.
Born. I do have notes here.
You have notes?
I have like questions.
Okay.
And it was more so for the end of the pod, but we'll see how long this lasts. Young Sethy, born and raised Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, correct?
Yep.
Did you live there your whole...
Mechanicsburg?
Your whole childhood?
Yeah, till I lived in Mechanicsburg till I was literally 18, and then I flocked. Like
I think that's what we moved out,
1 to 18, like right as I graduated high school, I remember it. We had graduation like a week before this. All of my friends were going to the New Jersey Shore to like do their senior week. And everyone knows what happens at senior week.
The actual Jersey Shore?
Yeah, like the Jersey Shore. That's
Jersey
where
Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore?
Yeah, that's where a lot of kids go, like where I'm from for senior week. So they all went there and I went the opposite direction. I went to Chicago.
Do you ever think you'll move back?
To
Mechanicsburg?
Hell no.
Why not?
There's not a chance.
Why not?
I mean, it's just,
is it?
I've
heard of Mechanicsburg.
Much.
Is it just like a small, regular?
No,
small,
it's actually pretty big.
Just a regular suburb.
It's actually
area?
Pretty big. Our high school had like, I think like 4,000, maybe 5,000 kids at it. Like we had a big
no
town. Because like Mechanicsburg, so technically I didn't live in Mechanicsburg. I did, but like Mechanicsburg is a different. The actual city of Mechanicsburg, I didn't live there. I was like on the far suburbs. I was like in between Mechanicsburg and Harrisburg, but it was still called Mechanicsburg.
And there's just nothing for you over there anymore.
In PA,
yeah.
I mean family, obviously, but I mean I go back see them. Like literally only once a year, and that's usually Christmas. That's why I like everyone like streams over Christmas, and like I'm like I can't. It's my only time I get to go home.
You think your future's here for the foreseeable future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless,
are we all
unless,
like that? I don't know about him. Something's gonna happen one day. And we're gonna be like, yo, Hitch is moving next month. Where?
You think so?
I think Arizona. Something.
Iz would love to live there.
Something's gonna happen.
The crystals and fucking energies. And
I mean, Alexis and I might split time pretty soon, but we'll see.
What's that mean?
I like it here.
Like 3 months there, 6 months here,
damn.
Something like that. Not at a time, but like a month there and then come back for a week to film and then I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But
wow. That's a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it's really nice over there. Arizona's like beautiful and
oh yeah.
And then you know, I'm going to eventually get a house here. So, and she has a house there, so it's interesting.
It is nice having a home.
Yeah, new homeowner, congrats.
Thank you, man. It's It's like a weight off my shoulders.
Just wait.
So much, bro, being in an apartment.
I don't want to scare you, but that weight will come back once shit starts breaking. Because like, it's going to inevitably start breaking.
Like when you can't just hit up the, what do they call it? The fucking mechanic man your apartment place to come in and fix fucking everything.
Our fridge, we haven't had ice in our fridge for a year. We've had them come out 7 times.
Really?
And they finally fixed it last night. We now have ice after a year. We had to use like a ice tray and fill it every night and like keep filling it and getting ice. Like we never had an ice maker because they couldn't fix it.
Yeah, we'll see when the, I mean, we're already, Chewy's digging up the yard. Like the grass is growing or it's trying to grow and he's just digging holes.
That's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy.
Our dogs are not like that. Buzz is just getting old. He's 5. We took him for a walk yesterday. It was beautiful out yesterday. Yeah.
It was
the first walk we've had both of them together. And Buzz was a horrible influence because he was hyped because he was trying to pull and he was trying to go. And so Gwen sees that. She's trying to go. But yeah, also, our pool, the wall. Remember the wall that you ripped off one of the panels?
First off,
damn.
I've climbed that wall before. I don't know if it's meant for climbing.
It's not.
But then I grabbed it one day to like pull myself up. I don't know if I was maybe getting out the side or I don't know. I was drunk playing around or something. And then it just ripped off the wall.
Well, yeah. So
it was loose already. It was going to fall.
The ice storm,
a little bit of rain. That thing was coming down.
Yeah. The ice storm, like a whole third of the panels just fell.
Damn.
We might have to drain the pool now.
Drain the pool. Get someone come out to fix that.
Yeah. Like 15K.
Washer, dryer issues, any sort of leaks.
It is really nice being a home owner though. I don't know. It's honestly though, like renting, it's kind of less stressful because again, they fix everything for you.
Well, I just looked at it like I was in such a like confined space, especially when Michelle moved in. I think once you have a girlfriend living with you, it's all of her. I no longer had a closet. Because all of her shit just had to go somewhere. And it just got too small. The two dogs, we didn't have a yard. So yeah, it's definitely.
You had an interesting apartment too. You just had like.
There was like a huge loft.
And that was it.
It was like a big, tall, and then you walk up the stairs, just like a little bedroom, little closet, but it was just not enough room. But now it's enough room. Finally got my stream room. Finally starting to stream again consistently.
And you're streaming out of there.
I'm seeing if I'm going to be streaming out of there. I stole those PCs. I don't know if you saw me from the Around the Bar when you were doing your last Around the Bar. Nah. I started packing that shit up. I was like, I'll tell them about this later. Oh, but I'm waiting for my new PC. Got my stream room ready to stream. Ready to play ranked with Seth and crew, if allowed.
Play with him?
But I'm afraid.
I play with anybody. I don't really.
I've been playing with Nate Shot, and I'm like, this motherfucker's taking my spot. Because I know it's going to be him, Zinni, Bose.
Yeah, but it's never like that. There's usually like someone won't be playing that day, or you'll be able to sneak in for like a couple hours before somebody gets on. Like it's not like you're never going to get to play with us.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to be nervous.
I have been getting fucking slammed.
I've been getting better.
Like, slammed. It's so weak. Like, I don't know. I've just given up.
I literally tuned into a stream this morning. I forget who I was watching. They were playing with Nade, though. And he was like, everyone in ranked is prime scump right now. Like, Nade. Oh, he's playing with Alec. I was watching Alec. He was playing with Alec and Preston. He's like, everyone in ranked is prime scump. And it's kind of true, dude. Everyone in ranked, like... Because there's a hidden MMR.
They're cracked.
Yeah, there's a hidden MMR. Obviously, we're all going to have good hidden MMR. So you're playing like the top of the top. Because there's like Crimsons that don't have a good hidden MMR. And then there's Crimsons that are like...
That's so... Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Like when I was in gold, I was matching Crimsons. I'm like... Yeah.
It doesn't...
How you get that?
No, the first day that we played, every single game we were in, like we'd be playing against like bronzes and silvers, like trying to climb, and they all had top 250 calling cards and like emblems. Every single game we were playing like top 250s in bronze from like last year. But still, they're not just going to suck.
Your MMR is so high because how much you dominate.
Well, we literally switched to PS5 and
it got that bad.
Yeah, because of the cheaters.
How's PS5? Is it actually like better?
Well, yeah, as far as cheating, yeah, no, nobody cheats. Like, no, like damn near nobody. But it is harder to find people So like we'll be, dude, sometimes you look at the emblems of like what the ranks are and it's like all different colors. It'll be like a silver,
like a rainbow.
Oh, it'll be like a silver that's on a purple streak and a top 250 and a plat and a crimson. And they'll be playing like another like diamond, like three diamonds and a silver.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about PC is at least you're getting games somewhat quick. Yeah, the chances of having a hacker are exponentially higher, but at least you're getting games.
It's got to be every other game. It literally has to be.
Yeah. I love hearing, I know this is about Seth today, but I absolutely love hearing when other people are getting shit on. Could you elaborate a little more on that?
Yes, I got you. It's been horrible. And my mental health has been plummeting.
How long has this been going on for?
2 weeks.
Like, are you just dropping egg bombs?
Well, we were like, we were playing on PC, and then I went to Arizona for a week, and they live in North Carolina. So, like, the ping difference is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And so I was... And Blake and George have the worst mentals I've ever seen. So I just have to play on their host.
Because
if they play on mine, they bitch immediately.
Yeah.
And so I just play on them and I just play on their host and I shut the fuck up. And then, so I was kind of getting fried there. It wasn't too bad, but I was kind of getting fried. So, but then we kept getting cheated on. So when I got back here, we switched to PS5. But for some reason, my monitor doesn't support 120 frames.
Oh, my God.
So I've been playing on 60 FPS on PS5, and I had to buy a new monitor today. So I've been playing on... The last 2 days, I've been playing on 60 FPS PS5.
Oh, okay.
I have been getting...
So you actually do have an excuse.
That maybe. Makes sense, then.
Well, I mean, bro, I was saying this on the Optic podcast yesterday. COD is... I thought... I used to have the mentality, like... Oh, the Halo pros are better. We could switch over. COD has also evolved. But like Halo pros could switch over. Like this game's easy. But like I play now. Also, I'm a lot older. Slower. Dumber.
COD is a young
but
man's
COD
game.
Is fuck. It's no, hard.
It's twisted. Yeah. It's twisted.
Bro, since starting rank play, when I was silver, whatever I was, gold, the matches were so hard.
No.
I'm like, dude, where are the app? Like, why am I not dropping like 40 and 15? Like every game was like, I'm like 23 and 24 going like neg one. I'm like, I'm in gold. This is not looking good.
Like it's also like brand
there's
new,
so
though.
Many. I said this yesterday. There's the CDL pros. Then there's like the best of the top 250 kids. Then there's the rest of the top 250 kids. Then there's the iridescence. Then there's the...
Oh, the dude, the...
And it's just...
The hole is
I'm
crazy.
Barely crim.
It's like CDL, then you got Challengers
They're
kids.
So...
Then you've yeah. got... Like, if you queue up and you're and somebody beside... Like, or we're playing with somebody and they're like, oh, shit, these are Challengers kids. I'm like, we're about to get slammed. Like, unless it's S&D. Yeah. If it's S&D, we can hang. But, dude... And then it goes to the top 250 kids. And then you're like, I've never heard of these guys, but they're...
Disgusting.
They're top 250. So they're 170 and 70. And
who?
Top 250s.
Depends,
yeah.
Probably depends on who you're playing with.
Yeah, like depends on if you have like a, if we have a four stack of like good people against top 250 kids, yeah. Unless we get search. Search is the only thing they can hang it.
Search is a little random.
It's like the opposite.
Yeah. it's definitely the opposite.
Because like search, you get fucking nated or you get killed. Yeah. Now it's a 4v3. They get around. You know, it's like search is... Search has always been the easier
like
to be able to hang in if you're not as good.
But even in Crimson,
it's more of a mental
in
game.
Crimson, like I'll die and I'll just even spectate my teammate, a rando. His gamer tag looks noobish. And he's just, I'm watching him and like spectating him in an S&D and he's
chances
just
are
cracked.
He's cheating.
Chances are he's cheating. I wonder how many people, because there's no fucking death cam. And I have to stop saying the F word. My mom talked to me about it and said I must do better. On the Flycast. She okay, says really? I say the F word all the time. Wait, what was I even talking about?
Cheating
oh,
kids.
How many people even
text.
I wonder if it is a lot more than I think.
Yes.
Like what kind of cheat though? Walling?
Walling's probably the biggest one. I mean no one's gonna spin.
I kinda
by
wanna
you
try it out.
Don't do that.
No, don't try it.
You'll
out.
Ruin your life.
Do you think if I got caught cheating?
Yes.
But well, not if...
I don't know.
But I don't know. If, people might let you slide because you're just you.
Yeah. I feel like
some
they
people
would.
They wouldn't let slide.
Like if I just... Like if someone... on my team was like, hold up. And they were just like watching my POV and recorded it and like sent it out like, yo, Maniac's cheating. But then I was just like, yeah, I was just so bored. People were like,
I think people would let you slip. But imagine I cheated. People would think that I was cheating my whole professional career.
Your entire career would be nullified.
My entire career would be void.
You excited That's insane. To get back to ranked?
Huh?
Do you still have that itch to like want to get home?
Play ranked?
Because your career is a lot more than just... What?
I mean, ranked
your career
is,
right now is a lot more than just playing COD.
Yeah. Ranked, to me,
you still have that itch?
Is fun for a couple of hours, and then it becomes a little redundant because, again, I didn't really retire to...
Grind ranked.
So, like, I'll still do it because I know that people really like watching me play competitively. Like, I'll do it. But there are times where it's, like, a little slower. Like, I'll take, like, I call them load management games. Like, if I've been playing for 5 hours and I just don't want to try any game, I just won't try.
You think
like, I'll just sit there, run around. Like, I'll go through the motions, basically.
You think we'll touch Warzone again?
I want to do, like, 4 or 5 hours of ranked and then play Warzone for a couple hours so our days just aren't all ranked all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't want it to become.
Ranked, it's tiring.
I can play Warzone for 6 to 7 hours.
I'm exhausted after ranked.
Yeah, I can play Warzone for 6 to 7 hours because, again, like, not every game is super sweaty. Like, some games you can just fuck around and get away with just fucking around and dropping 10 kills and getting bought back and laughing about it. But, like, in ranked, like, you have to actually be locked pretty much the whole time. I mean, there's some games where you'll get easier kids that you're playing against, but... Like, you still have to be locked. You know what I'm saying?
I'm exhausted.
So I want to do
6 hours of ranked.
I'd love to do 4 to 5 hours of ranked and then go play Warzone for a couple hours.
Mostly.
Holy shit.
Imagine solo queue. Like, I'll get on for like 2-3 hours. Then Nate Shot will be like, this has only been like the last like 2 or 3 days. Then Nate Shot will be like, yo, invite. And then Nate Shot will get on. I'll play with Nate Shot. He'll be yelling at me and shit. Or he won't yell at me. It'll be like, who the fuck is in the back? Push the fuck. And I'm just sitting in the back like, just L-triggered. But
he thinks he's talking about your teammates, but it's you.
But it's you. Yeah.
Why the fuck are we not? Like, he'll rant. It's so weird. He's like so cool, calm, and collective, like majority of the game. But then he'll just lose it if like someone does something.
That's how he is. Like the water last year at Champs. Oh my, do you remember that? Did you see the clip where he like started nerd raging about the water when Thieves lost? He was like, I can't believe there's fucking water in Call of Duty. Like he went off.
On the watch party?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that.
He went, he literally like, I think he lost himself for a couple, like all he saw was red. He's like, why the fuck do they have water in COD?
Is there water in this COD?
Yeah.
In Warzone. Well, yeah, they're in sub base.
Are they keeping
Subbase in?
Yes, yeah,
it's not in ranked.
Yeah, they took it out because of that glitch spot where you can contest.
Yeah, Subbase is still in. Yeah.
I still enjoy the game, but it is weird. Like, I feel like the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, I'm not like obsessed with COD anymore. Obviously, you don't get obsessed with it, but like, I get on and I'm like, all right, it's been 2 hours.
Let's start having fun.
Let's queue back up. Well, I have.
And then they're just
playing.
Like George and Blake going hard.
I don't know. I'm more like impressed with them. Like we're pushing 31, and they're still like, dude, I want to get on in the afternoons and like get top 250. And I'm like, oh my god, all right, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, people were asking me. They're like, are you going to go for top 250 this year? And I'm like, dude, honestly, like with what we have with the watch party, we were just in Boston for 6 days, like. To the amount of other shit that like we're trying to do, it's so hard.
What's your ideal day as scump? Retired scump.
Like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like what do I have the most fun doing?
Flycast.
What's the ideal day? You wake up, you run, wake up. You hit the flycast for episode 101.
No, I was
going
to say wake up, no content because I have to come downtown for it.
Yeah.
No content and I can just get on stream for like 6-7 hours, get off, run, be able to hang out with this. It's kind of what I want every day. But obviously we have to do content.
What's your least favorite content?
What do you mean?
What's your least favorite content here like, for Optic? Like when we got to do videos and stuff.
Podcast?
You don't like the pods?
I don't know if it's so weird how we've become like.
Well, I'd rather do like like what we're doing fun after stuff. This. We're going to play all sports golf out in the sun. Like yeah. That sounds great. You know, like
we've somehow turned into Daltouche was like, yo, get on. He like texted me. I was like, can't. Or he texted me yesterday. I was like, can't, got a podcast. And then he texted me again this morning. Yo, get on. I was like, can't, got another podcast. Because I'm somehow a fucking podcaster at this point. Maniac, we love you on the podcast. Maniac, you're good at it.
Yeah, I really do. I'm not going to lie. I get paid a salary from Optic. So I'm very grateful for my salary. So don't take it the wrong way. But I do like just waking up, not having to worry about content, going through my morning routine, getting on like a couple, like an hour after I wake up, streaming 6 to 7.
Do you have content tomorrow?
No, and that's why so I'm like back. And that's why I'm back to streaming tomorrow. Because today yeah. We have this, and then we have a all sports golf from 12 to 2, and then after that we have to shoot the breakdown, which I have to be downtown for. So my whole day of streaming just gets chalked.
It's also
and there's nothing I can do about it like unless 40, I want to
a 40-minute drive here.
Yeah, unless
45 to the golf, 45 back, record 45 back, probably hit traffic.
So like I woke up at 9 today. Got in the Uber around 9:30, got here around 10:30 because there was bad traffic. We're starting to shoot this. So it was basically an hour today. But we're shooting this. This is going to be 35, 45 minutes, whatever it is. And then we have another 45 minutes back to McKinney. And then we shoot a video there from 12 to 2. Then I have another 30 minutes back to here to get ready for the breakdown, which is about an hour show. I'm probably not going to get home till like 7 p.m. tonight. And people are going to be like, why aren't you streaming?
Part-time.
And I'm like... If my whole life would have to be literally revolved around only content to stream on certain days.
Yeah.
So like people think I'm just taking off today.
But we're also blessed.
But like, yeah, exactly. We know we so are. It's like, but
my ideal day though. Would, I like knowing that I don't have content tomorrow and I can just like wake up early, start the stream.
I can't
just,
wait.
And then especially now I have my own stream room. So to shower, I need to start working out again. I've slightly kind of been slacking a little bit the past 2 months. I just wake up, stream, end stream, I'm home. Don't come into the office. I turn around, someone's watching me. I'm screaming, the production team hears it all. Foremost to my right, it's pissing him off. Yeah, streaming from home is the way,
yeah.
Is where it's at.
And it's frustrating because a lot of people like compare like me especially to other streamers that just don't have content to worry about. Or yeah. They don't,
it's not
they're
even,
not doing a watch party. They're not flying to Boston. And it's like, well, he's grinding fucking. It's like, dude,
yeah. It's like, yeah, of
what
course,
else can I, what,
of
what?
Course, of course, Colt Havoc is staying on for 15 hours.
What
a day.
Can I?
Sleeping 6 and then doing
yeah,
an 18.
Of course he is. That's
I
what
can't
he,
do it.
That's what, that this is his moment. The door is open.
Which
up.
He is killing it. Do you of think course. Teams, Havoc's number one right now.
It's not just Colt. It's like every other streamer.
Yeah no,
like,
no.
Literally
like a
every
Paul,
other streamer.
Like
Z-Lane or Summit Trout.
Yeah.
Dr. Disrespect. Shouts out Doc, though.
Yeah, they just don't have obligations to an org to do content 2 or 3, sometimes 4 times a week. So it's like, it's a little frustrating.
Do you think
there's my rant. I'm done with my rant.
Do you think any of the teams that are doing bad right now in CDL look at Havoc as the number one and like,
he,
dude, he's kind of nasty at this game?
Nah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't do it now.
You don't. You wouldn't think so? Why
he'd be losing. He'd be losing money doing it. Unless he really wants to compete, he'd be losing money doing it. A lot of money, probably.
I don't think it'd
stress.
Be a lot of. It would be very stressful.
Dude, CDL
people,
salaries are
people,
not what they used to be. Like
I know. I've said this before, so I'll just say it again. I know.
And
I,
now,
won't, I won't say the name. When I was on Mutineers, someone who just got picked up by Mutineers, like their first season being pro, was getting paid $200,000. And I was just like, damn, what
I'm
the
sure
fuck?
I'm sure people could narrow that down.
Yeah. I'm sure no one knows.
I'm not
going to
say names,
about.
But it was
I
his first
said,
year
I
in the CDL.
I have said the name before, and he wouldn't care. I'm cool with him.
For sure, if I really wake up and think about it.
But then after that, I know they were going crazy. And I'm just, I don't know. They
like
were
mentally?
Crazy for a while. Have they, they've dropped from that.
Oh, the salaries?
To where like Havoc would be like Havoc right now has what? Like 7,000 subs times.
So Havoc's making more than all the CDL. That's what you're asking.
Not all the CDL. No.
Besides the. Besides,
but the teams that would be interested,
I just don't where the median is in the 15 CDL.
People. Besides, well, less than that.
The teams that are interested in him aren't going to give him the salary that he wants.
Yeah,
Because like the top four teams, like
it's crazy. People would
even like the fifth through sixth teams, like they're probably not even.
Wait, what
were
you
changes.
About to say? It's crazy that what
people would choose to not be in the CDL. What did you think I was gonna say?
I thought you were gonna say it's crazy that the.
But you're a little different. You have like ultimate success outside of the CDL. Like, I would just think from Havoc's point of view, someone who was in the CDL this whole time, I'm guessing he didn't choose.
Havoc was in the CDL. He was out of the CDL. He was playing challengers.
I think he chose not to be.
Really?
I think, don't quote me because I don't know. Cold, if you see this, sorry, I'm not trying to speak for you, but I'm pretty sure he had offers and he just declined them because
damn.
I mean, there's
maybe
a
it's not like what it used
there's
to
a balance between like there's a balance between do I want to go destroy my stock and my sanity or do I want to go play rank play every day and have fun and not be super stressed.
It's just a shame that like you could be good enough for the CDL, but you're still just like.
That's how esports are. I feel like in a lot of esports, unless you are the literal very top of your respective esports, you can probably make more money creating content.
Because that's just not a thing for any other sport. Like, imagine, like, yeah, I could be in the NBA, but I'd rather.
Think about the NFL. The casters on the NFL, like, unless you're like a literal tier one quarterback getting paid $28 million or more a year, like. Stephen A. Smith, they probably get like $10 million a year. Brock Purdy's making like $600,000 a year right now. That's and he's true. Going to the Super Bowl. He's going to get paid when his rookie contract's up. But like, still, if you're not like top of the top, the casters and stuff, the personalities, they probably come close to what some of the players are making.
So you're not returning is what you're saying?
No.
But could you?
I almost did this past year. There was a chance.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I was.
You were in the
room.
Were
we in that like back room over there?
Yeah, there was a chance.
If that footage I hope that footage never comes out.
Really?
Because there was one person in that room that's. It would not be a good look.
Oh.
So I think. I hope that footage never comes out.
Yeah.
Pours in. Everyone's gonna know who you're talking
dude,
about.
I was just gonna start a completely different subject because if we say anything else,
would have known.
I think
yes, they would have.
They would have known.
Maybe
it is okay. We don't got to talk about that. All right, I had some random questions. I wanted this to be a longer flycast to go through each of your. To go through
all
your whole
of your
life,
successes
basically.
And your bank account and your accolades.
How much money you made last year, how much in your bank account right now.
Pull up your analytics. Let's see it.
What what was your favorite childhood game? When did you start realizing that was the first game? Like no Mario Kart, no nothing?
No, pretty much Halo. I don't remember.
Your first time remembering, holy shit, I want to get home and play this.
I remember we had an Atari. I don't remember what games I played on the Atari. My first like memories of like remembering what I was playing was Halo. And it was on a 50-inch
Halo
fucking 2? Screen.
Mm-hmm. Or Halo 1?
No, Halo 1. Playing the Pillar of Autumn, the first campaign mission.
Okay.
Where you're in the thing and you're like, you have
damn,
to look right and left.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's like my first memories of playing anything.
That's an amazing memory to have.
Like on the ship?
Imagine, yeah, whenever you're like in the cryo tube and you're like,
I remember
you're
this.
Coming out of it and you see the grunts running across. Like,
dude,
I literally see it.
I love that mission.
Yeah.
So did you, okay, there wasn't even Xbox Live then. You were just playing Halo 1 campaign?
Yep.
When did you get into multiplayer?
Halo 2.
Did you play, because you have a brother, did you like play him in any games, like NBA 2K
5
or something?
We'd play sports games, yeah. He always beat me in sports games.
Was he the better gamer? Did he ever get into, was he ever into gaming?
He's a CPA right now. I am a professional esports player.
But what?
So next? I was the better gamer, yeah.
Did you ever play each other in like Halo or anything?
Yeah. And I would whoop his ass. Yeah.
So Halo.
I'd always play with, so all of my friends, they didn't have like consoles or anything yet. So I'd play with his friends and they respected me to give me the sniper like all the time in Halo.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, Seth's got sniper. I was like 12.
That was a good ass.
Or, like, I was probably younger. I was like 10 and they were like, Seth's got sniper. Yeah. They're all like 18.
Dude, that was a good ass feeling. Because I was the youngest one out of like my group and we would all, go to my friend's garage, hook up TVs and system links. Did you ever have do any of that? Or you just had like Halo 2?
All online.
I think that was Halo 1 and then the beginning of Halo 2. And then Halo 2 multiplayer, Xbox Live came out and it was over from
MLG.
Is that where you just, that's all you were playing, Halo 2?
Yeah.
Team Slayer?
And then COD 4 was obviously when I don't really remember this as vividly, but I played the earlier COD campaigns like as a kid, but I never started playing multiplayer until I think it was COD 4. I might have played a little bit of the COD before COD 4 with COD Springfield. Was it the Springfield? And like, it was like way back.
Apparently, I'd never even played COD 3. Apparently, it's horrible though.
But my first like steps into becoming professional were COD 4. Where I was playing game battles, I was playing TDMs.
Yeah,
I'd run into Dito a lot.
Is that when you like just completely?
Yeah, his name was DDox.
Is that when you ditched
Dito.
Halo?
Huh?
Is that when you ditched Halo?
Yeah, like once I started playing COD, I completely ditched Halo.
Yeah, you're lucky.
So I was playing with my.
I would love to see where Call of Duty players like would have been in Halo.
So I was playing GB's. I was playing TDM COD 4 with my friends from high school, and we'd do it after like school or football practice or whatever it was. So we'd play together, and then that's whenever I met Bobby, my teammate in BO1 when I won my first event. I did a tryout against their clan
That's
leader.
So funny.
I tried out against him on Kill House. Or was that the map, Kill House, the 1v1s?
Shipment?
No, it was Kill House.
Oh, Kill House. The
like
DLC
that.
Map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was 1v1ing him on Kill House. I beat him. And I think I played Bobby after that. And I don't remember how it went, but they picked me up. And
wait,
then
what was this? You were just like a lone soldier.
I played their
you
team.
Found out about a clan?
Yeah.
Or was it a team?
It was a clan. I played their team. We played them in a
and
match.
You had to play the clan leader?
Yes.
This is so normal.
Funny.
It's so normal.
It is.
We played them in a TDM match, and then they were interested in playing with me after that. So they were like, come 1v1 our clan leader,
That's
essentially.
So fucking nerdy.
And
it's
I must have
happened.
Whooped his ass.
You fucked them up?
I must have, because they accepted me into the clan, and I started playing with them, and then we were like the number one TDM team. Through COD 4, maybe not the number one, but we were like a top TDM team. And TDM back in that time was popping. Like, it wasn't like it is now. Like, TDM was like that shit.
On game battles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, TDM
what
had
year,
a
what
vast community.
What year?
COD 4. So, when is that? 2009?
2007.
Is it 7?
2007.
Damn.
2007?
How old were you? You must have been...
9?
No way. You definitely weren't 9.
It's minus 17. It's 2024. So
wait.
I was either 9 or 10.
Bro, I'm thinking like 14, 15.
No, I was either 9 or 10.
Holy shit. Dude. How old were these fucks? Sorry, Mom.
Bobby's my age. The other ones, I don't know.
They had a clan
leader. Another clan member just... Or was Bobby the clan leader?
No.
No.
Just 9.
So there's another
10,
guy named Joey.
Out.
I can't remember the other guy's name. But our name was Devious. Our team name was Devious.
Dude, I remember.
That's so funny.
Devious. And our clan thing was capital D, lowercase v, capital S.
That's so funny.
And that shit kind of went hard.
That does kind of go hard.
I might put that shit in my clan tag.
Devious.
To this day.
Hell yeah.
We need to start a clan.
We had a little clan called.
Game Battles is gone.
Called
so.
Top Gun. We were TG. And then we. Found out there's another, people kept asking us, yo, are you guys in TG? And we were like, what? Then we looked it up and it's called like, there was like a clan, an entire clan called Tactical Gaming. And dog, I went to their website.
Oh shit.
Dude, they had a whole page of their ranks. So it had like the leader and then it had like the commanders and then the privates.
People took it.
It was
like,
so
it's
cool.
Insane.
It used to be like really... I mean, it just used to be way more like organic. Now it's everyone looks at gaming and they just want to come in and make money off streaming. And like, but back then it wasn't about money for anybody at all. It was always about the love of the game. Just
you just couldn't wait to get home and play.
Couldn't wait.
Yeah, yeah. Just
God, I miss that feeling.
I literally couldn't wait.
There's no other feeling like it. Like to be able to just press a button and you're playing against 11 other people. Or playing with and against 11 other people is crazy. Like, imagine if you could do that in basketball.
Well, it was like, so new then, too, because there wasn't multiplayer. And then suddenly, like, Xbox Live comes out, and it's like, wait, I can just, like, plug in this Ethernet, and then I'm playing against people across the world?
Across the world.
Was there... So all right, so you're clan devious. You start, what, dominating game battles?
Yeah, we were, how like, we were top TDM team.
How does that transfer to your first...
So then...
Was your first... Did you go to any, because like before my first Halo event, I went to like little side Halo events.
Did no,
you
just go like straight to that.
MLG?
So after we were good at TDM, that's when the PCLs started coming out. So the pro circuit ladders on game battles. So like we played in the last one of COD 4, I think. We didn't do well. Like we didn't do, I think we ended, we were like 3-11 or something. Come but on, this is devious. Like we're playing like Fear, Envious. Like we're playing yeah. like, the so top. We're in the PCL playing
Astro
like.
Astro was running shit.
I don't remember
playing.
Yeah, I don't remember playing Astro. I don't remember who exactly we played. But we were getting slammed by everyone. Like, cause it's like they all the teams in there were good. Like every team in the PCL was nasty. But through that, I forget how it really started, but I think I met was it Mainstream? Mainstream and Asian, you remember them?
I remember Asian.
No, yeah,
like Asian so, underscore one E or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I ended up meeting them somehow. And then we started playing, and then MW2 comes out. And that's whenever I like really took off. And that's when we were Fear with me, Moho, Asian, and Mainstream. And then that's then you just start climbing the ranks. Like you're scrimming Envy and IXI and all those, like you're scrimming them. And that's where the video where me talking shit to Nadeshot comes out.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah,
you what, just in like a lobby or something?
Yeah, yeah. He's yeah, like, yeah. I don't even know who you are. And I'm like, I just dropped 30 on you, so now you do. And I was
a
squeaker.
What video popped? I don't know if you were watching something on stream or someone was.
I was
but
a
I know
squeaker.
You were...
I was a little squeak.
Dude.
You talked... You were toxic. Who was it? The Nadeshot video I saw? Maybe you were watching something on stream. Or someone was watching something and you were in the Discord or something, but you were like, holy shit, I was toxic. I don't remember, yeah, but I just remember seeing it recently.
No, maybe I was toxic.
Like a Twitter clip or something. You talk hella shit as a...
I used to talk so much shit.
Did people dislike you?
I'm sure they did. Because I was talking shit and railing them.
And probably the youngest person.
Huh?
Were you like the young person in the scene?
Yeah. When I was talking shit to Nadeshot, yeah, I was probably like 11.
Dude, so what? Crazy. There's no way you were fucking 11.
Dude, it was an MW2. I had to have been like 11 or 12.
That's yeah, because that was
so how old was Nate? Like 14, 15?
Probably.
Yeah, probably something like that.
And I'm just talking shit. So I sound crazy. Literally like a squeaker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, fuck you. Like, I'm like, well, now you do, buddy. Like, dude, just a straight squeaker.
During... The devious and a little bit after him when you're talking to the Nadeshot, are you uploading or anything? When did you start uploading?
No, I started uploading in
were you already
was it MW3?
Known?
So it was MW2 and then was it BO2? Or was it MW2, MW3, BO2? Or no, BO1. BO1's it was World at War after MW2.
So many CODs.
Right?
No. Black Ops 1 after MW2.
When was World at War? World at War was after COD 4.
After COD 4, yeah.
Yeah, so I played GBs on that as well. We weren't as good, but I played GBs on World at War. But yeah, MW2 was like where I started like getting like recognition. Because World at War, there was no pro circuit ladder. World at War, like the pro scene went away for that. It was all game battles, I'm pretty sure. And then MW2, they came back. And I didn't go to Nationals or anything, but I filled in for IXI, which was Aches, Fatalize, me and Merc. I think it was Joey. But like my whole like just path was it was pretty like pretty fast and pretty linear. Like I like kept going up in like team like quality and team like my teammates quality. So like I was on Fear, went to play for IXI, BO1 comes out, then I joined Envy, play with like Stainville, Twiz,
like
I
at
think.
Events, you're going to events at this time.
Well, this is at the start of the game, and then when the first event's rolling around, I was playing with Obey before that, and I literally begged them to drop me because I hated playing with that team so much. I was an asshole. I was like 12, like, but I was an asshole, And I was like, I don't want to play with you guys anymore. Drop me. So they dropped me.
Why don't you just leave?
Because I couldn't. I was under contract. But so
what?
You were under contract?
Like 12?
I think so. But so I begged them to drop me. They dropped me in my sleep. I wake up to a text like, you're not on the team anymore. I remember waking up so hype. And then LVG Leverage, they needed a third or a fourth for some reason. And then I got in contact with Bobby, who I met in MW2. And we went to the event together and we won.
And this is just all game battles?
2011 Dallas.
Dude. Was all of that just all game battles?
Was it 2013?
Game battles and scrims and PXLs? PCLs?
PCLs, yeah.
PCLs.
Like all online.
PCLs are like the original like 2Ks.
Was BO1 2013? It was, right?
He's pacing around.
Meathead's pacing, telling us to end it.
Let me see if I have any good... I am so sorry for those listening. That we have to cut this short.
But I think it was 2000. It was either 2011 or it had to have been 2013. 2013 BO1 Dallas was my first event that I ever went to, and it was my first win.
Beautiful.
We ended up beating, I think, Too Quick.
Wait, your first event and first win? Event.
Yeah,
you won your. Took 2 years. 2009. I don't know if I've told you that, but yeah, my first event was 2009.
No, what was your first? What did you place at your first event?
Top 48. We got last round AM. Then my next event got top 24. Next event got 17th. Then I think the next event got 8th. Next event got 6th and 1st.
Well, I got blessed because Leverage was like one of the best teams, and I don't remember what happened to their 4th, but like I remember I had to have my mom talk to Bobby's mom because Bobby's mom was going. And she was like, yeah, I'll watch over Seth. Like, my mom, like, didn't want me to go to the event because she was, like, just worried that I'd get kidnapped. Or... So they talked to each other, and then I literally went to Newark to meet up with Bobby and his mom.
That's
and we flew
safe.
And we flew to Dallas together, yeah. And
then
we won. $2,500 each.
All right, well, unfortunately, Meathead is yelling at us to wrap it up. Chat, you can blame it on that in the comments. Let me just ask a few questions.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite teammate vibes-wise ever?
Vibes-wise ever?
Formal.
Yeah, probably Formal. We did like everything outside the game together and we were like dominant in game. So it was like, it was great. Yeah. Like me and him were just like.
Makes sense.
We're just talking shit. We're eating lunch. Like, yeah. Holy shit, their ass.
Dude. Yeah, your guys' chemistry.
Your teammates?
No. The people we were playing.
Who's your favorite teammate that gave you 100% effort
all the time?
Yeah, like never late, always early. He's noting different strats. He's arriving to the venue early to warm up.
Who's probably Krim, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he was always on time. He always took it serious.
Yeah,
which was something I didn't do. Sometimes I'd get on and just in troll mode.
I can imagine.
But I'd be frying, but
especially
I'd be
especially teaming with you in Formal. I feel like that would get... Imagine Crim Six and your teammates are Formal and Skump. Thank God you're winning every event.
I mean, we were so good at that point. Like,
you had to entertain yourself somehow. Yeah.
No, literally. Like, we'd scrim teams and they just wouldn't win a map. So we have to like just sit there and bullshit.
What was your favorite... Actually, I'll save that for last. Have you ever had actual beef with someone in the COD scene? Did you ever think someone would want to fight you at an event?
Fight you?
Okay,
yeah,
maybe not fight, but just like someone you're like, I mean, like, I don't like him, he doesn't like me.
Yeah, I mean, Aches back in the day. Yeah. I mean, I think we had that, right?
And Aches is still holding on to that. Not necessarily to Skump, but just Optic.
I don't
general.
Know if it's to me, but... No, Pat's been we've been a lot cooler lately. He's been coming into my chat. Like he'll be like, I can't wait to watch you play X Defiant. Like he was super into it when I was playing X Defiant. So we've been better. But yeah, there was a time.
All right, I guess we answered this already. But first game you were addicted to, was that Halo 2?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Last question. What's your favorite era of COD? Example, mine would be 2007 to 2010 Halo. MLG days.
Yeah, I'd probably say
what would be your favorite era in Call of Duty?
I'd probably say BO2 to the end of jetpacks, because that was BO2, Ghosts, jetpacks came out, AW, BO3, IW.
What years were that? Was that like 20...
2012 to 2015 or 17.
Yeah, probably BO2 to the end of Jetpacks, and then after that, World War II came out. And then after playing Jetpacks, going to World War II, it just checked my dope.
All right.
Just completely checked
my dope. Well, Seth, thanks so much for joining us, man. Sorry, everyone, that this was a quick one, but we got shit to do. Thank you all so much for watching episode 100.
Episode 100.
It's been a good one. Maybe we can run this back again one day. We'll see. Matt Craig, play
thanks
that outro
having
music.
It's an honor. 100th episode.
Thanks, man.